April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. It is sad to believe that a parent or anyone would abuse a child, but it happens, and in April we pay extra attention to the issue and explore steps to stop the abuse. This is Parenting Today. I'm Bernie Lucas, and this time we turn the tables on the usual host of this segment and ask her the questions, Sonia Quinones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia. Good to see you.
It's great to be here.
And you're on the other side of the table this time.
It's interesting to be on this side of the table.
Well, it's good because we don't always have a chance to really talk about your organization, so this is a good opportunity to do that. And I know we have a specific program we'll talk about, but why don't we start with an overview? What is SCAN of Northern Virginia?
Yeah, SCAN is a nonprofit organization working regionally in Northern Virginia and was started 25 years ago by a local businessman who just became convinced as he looked at prison legislation and healthcare and domestic violence that if we focused on making sure that every child in our community had a safe, stable, nurturing home environment, then our jails would be half empty and we wouldn't spend as much as a society on some of the negative consequences of child abuse later. So SCAN works at three different levels. Our public education program is really designed to educate the community through things like this radio show about positive parenting, as well as what to do if you have concerns about a child and connecting families to resources. And then we have parent education program, which are in-person parenting classes and workshops and support groups. And then we also run a CASA program, which is court-appointed special advocates in Arlington and Alexandria, training volunteers who are then matched to a child who's been abused or neglected as their case goes through the court system.
Yes, and the person you mentioned that started this, I met him once a couple of years ago, and he is a very determined man even after all of these years, and it's really good to see that he's still a driving force in this.
Absolutely. He is still involved with the organization, and he's a great influence on others.
Yeah, excellent. Well, let's get to some specifics. A program that you're launching, a new outreach program under the category, I guess, of community education. Tell us about it.
Well, every April, we try to start the month with some kind of a campaign that really lifts up a particular issue. And lately, it's been trying to provide some kind of supportive message to parents in our community. And as we've looked at some of the new research out there about resilience and how do you build resilience in children or that ability to bounce back, whether it's from severe trauma like sexual abuse or physical abuse or even a hurricane or an earthquake, you know, those kinds of traumas. Oftentimes the research says it's the relationship, the nature of the relationship, the quality of the relationship between the child and their primary caregiver that really indicates how that child's going to handle sort of recovering from those traumatic events. And really, as we look out in our community, oftentimes we see kids who sometimes end up in their teenage years turning to risky behaviors and alcohol and those kinds of obsessive relationships sometimes because they haven't learned the skills to deal with stress in their life and they're trying to escape from some of the stress because adolescence is a pretty stressful time these days. And so we really want to focus on helping parents build those connections and those that ability to bounce back and to handle the stresses of daily life early through all of our interactions with children. So this campaign is called Kids Need Connections and is really about giving parents some tangible ways to help facilitate their children having connections, both with parent-child connections and child-to-child connections, as well as the child's connection with other adults in the community.
Now, you mentioned this, but maybe elaborate a little bit more on why are these connections so important for children?
Well, kids learn through relationships, and so as parents, sometimes we get so involved in the family calendar and making all the appointments and activities and practices and school functions and getting dinner on the table and dealing with our own work obligations and that kind of thing that we can forget that some of the real learning and relationship building happens when we sort of pause and put all of that aside for a few minutes and just have interaction with our kids. So you'll see lots of messages about trying to have family meals or family game nights and really just trying to have some one-on-one time where you're just listening to your kid. I think we spend so much time trying to give our kids advice and what they really need sometimes is a chance just to figure out how to talk about their feelings and what's going on inside of them and to process some of that out loud. So that connection can be really valuable to kids.
So you really give them that opportunity and that positive reinforcement for that kind of communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that helps kids develop those skills of how to talk about those things. And that's going to ripple out into their ability to make friendships and to make eventually healthy romantic relationships and to get along in the workplace. You know, those are really tangible life skills that kids need to develop.
Right. What about on the parent side? What can parents do to strengthen those connections?
You know, I think sometimes we focus so much on our relationship with our own child that we forget that our child really needs to have lots of relationships and lots of healthy relationships. So it's part of our job as parents to monitor those relationships, make sure they are healthy and that we know who's interacting with our child, but to encourage our child to have a relationship with a teacher, with a coach. I ask my children, you know, who in the school could you turn to if you have a problem? Because I really want to hear how they feel about the different people in the school and to know from their perspective, who do they think they could turn to? And having people you can turn to besides just your parent is a really important resource for kids.
Mm-hmm. And also on the parent side, parents need their own connections too, right, to be effective in this?
Absolutely. You know, when we do our parenting classes and support groups, oftentimes parents will tell us of all the tips and strategies we gave them, the most valuable part of the class was realizing that they weren't alone, that other parents are struggling with some of the same things. And I think sometimes we think we're the only one sort of not getting this or having trouble figuring out how to get our kids to do whatever it is we think they should be doing. Mm-hmm. And realizing that sometimes another parent can be a really valuable source of information and strategies, but that we also have to sort of take care of ourselves as parents, that we can only, it's the analogy when you're in an airplane, right? You're supposed to put the oxygen mask on yourself before
right,
you put it
right.
on your child. And we have to do that as parents too, make sure that we're in a healthy place and emotionally healthy and stable in order to be able to help our kids. So yeah. Reaching out to have adult-adult connections is an important strategy of being a parent as well.
Yeah, definitely. This is Parenting Today. I'm Bernie Lucas talking with the usual host of this segment, Sonia Quinones, the executive director of SCAN of Northern Virginia. What about the other people in a child's life? You mentioned some of the other connections, and all of this under the banner of a program you have now called Kids Need Connections. Parents aren't the only ones. You mentioned teachers. What are some other people that they can be connected to?
Absolutely. So our message really is the Kids Need Connection, the audience for the Kids Need Connections campaign is really everybody, because we believe that everybody in our community has a role in keeping kids safe and helping the children in our community grow up to be productive pro-social citizens tomorrow.
Right.
And that's sort of something that everybody should be involved in. So mentioned teachers, and obviously we all know teachers have a huge influence on kids. And so we want to sort of support that relationship. But also healthcare professionals can be a resource for kids. Coaches and Girl Scout leaders and church group youth leaders, those can be really important connections for kids who can give them a different way of looking at things, and they might handle things in a different way than their parents, which is not necessarily bad. It's good for kids to see a lot of perspectives. And I think sometimes even when some of those relationships, like the example that comes to mind is sort of we've seen examples of unhealthy coaching out there. And mm-hmm. definitely sometimes a parent has to step in when that's becoming unhealthy. But sometimes it can be really educational for the child just to talk to the child about, well, this is what they might be seeing, and help your child learn to see things from the adult's perspective, and then figure out, help your child learn how to deal with that authority figure. Because let's face it, we don't always feel empowered by our bosses and, mm-hmm. you know, other people that we have to interact with. And so learning how to deal with some of those, I don't want to say unhealthy, but maybe stressful relationships. Mm-hmm. That's part of the learning process of growing up too.
Or maybe even questionable. A child is taught to respect adults, and that can be quite a conflict if something doesn't quite feel right about an adult interaction that's not their parents.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and I think that's hard sometimes for parents to deal with too, but it's part of our job as parents to reassure a child that if it doesn't feel right, I want you to tell me, and I want you to always feel safe, and you have a right to feel safe. So if someone's making you not feel safe, then come and talk to me about that so we can find a way for you to feel safe. And yet, on the other hand, it's also good to empower the child to not feel like the parent has to be the resolver of every problem, mm-hmm. right? And so help children learn how to handle situations and how to deal with difficult people, particularly other children who might not be treating them in a nice way. We can't always step in and fix those things from the outside, but we can build our kids up by helping them role play or just talk through strategies for handling some of those situations.
Mm-hmm. In a broader sense, what can the general community, what can all of us do?
You know, I think it's really important to sort of see children as human beings in and of themselves, and to really sort of look with curiosity at the child, listen, ask them what they think about something, and particularly as they get older, what their take is on something. I think sometimes we don't ask children their opinions and their insights because we think we know more because we're older, but children really need that chance to sort of express themselves and give their own opinion on things, and they can learn back and forth with us. But I think treating children as valued members of our community, no matter what our relationship, a connection with those children is, can go a long way in empowering them to be part of our community and contribute to our community in positive ways.
Right. We have a minute or two to go. Anything else that you'd like to add or emphasize or repeat?
You know, I would just send folks to the SCAN website, www.scanva.org, because we're going, throughout April, we're going to have a website about this Kids Need Connections campaign, and we've got bookmarks and activities. We've got a book list of books you can read with your child and questions you can ask that can open up some of these conversations. We're going to have activities that a Girl Scout troop or a church youth group could use as an interactive way to get a group talking about this issue. So all kinds of resources there, and we encourage folks to come and join us in this conversation.
All right. Excellent. Sonia Quinones is Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, Stop Child Abuse Now of Northern Virginia, on the other side of the table for the Parenting Today this time. But you'll be on the host side again in another one.
I'll look forward to that, too.
Sounds good. And I'm Bernie Lucas. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about connecting with kids, as well as other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.